Video: Feminine product dispenser ripped from wall of boys' bathroom at Connecticut school. By Amy Furr on February 2, 2024. A menstrual product dispenser was recently torn off the wall of a boys' bathroom at Brookfield High School in Connecticut. In a statement, the Brookfield superintendent relayed the news but reiterated that the school would keep following the law, which states that such dispensers must be placed in certain areas, NBC Connecticut reported Thursday. The outlet said, "It's all part of a new state law that goes into effect this fall. Local and regional boards of education shall provide free menstrual products in women's restrooms, all gender restrooms and in at least one men's restroom for 3rd to 12th grade students." Screenshots of what appears to be a message from the principal explain what happened. The installation was completed at 9:30 a.m. By 9:52 a.m., tampons were on the floor. The newly installed distribution box was ripped off the wall along with the masonry anchors, and the distribution box itself was destroyed. Disheartened, dismayed, and disgusted are the adjectives that come to mind. According to state law, we will reinstall this box in a boys' bathroom. I am aware that the law says men's bathroom, but the actions today that led to vandalism and destruction of property were the work of immature boys, not men. We have a list of suspects and believe we know who is responsible. There will be consequences. The principal signed his name, Mark Belanda, and added his pronouns, he, him. One social media user wrote of the incident, "Connecticut has lost its collective mind. Menstrual products in boys' bathrooms only promotes mental illness. Any faculty who supports this is clearly not right in the head and should not be around children. We're on a very slippery slope with all this gender ideology." A man who spoke to NBC regarding the incident said, "There's never an excuse for vandalism, but I am a firm believer that tampons don't belong in the boys' bathroom." In June, Connecticut State Senator Robert Sampson, R., offered an amendment to an education bill to eliminate feminine products being put inside boys' bathrooms in area schools, according to the CT Senate Republicans. He offered this common-sense proposal because of parents' concern in Walcott over the installation of menstrual product dispensers in the boys' bathroom of Walcott Elementary School. The installation was a mandate from 2022's Public Act 22-118, the caption on the group's video states,